Hallo.
Hi, Abib. I've got this badger on passport office. Do you want to talk to him? I don't know what his problem is, right, but it's something to do with Donna's signature or something like this. I don't know what the score is, right, but he wants to talk to you anyway.
Right, that's fine.
Right, I think it's a conference call we're on anyway, but I'm sure they're going to be hearing me sign, right?
So I have the forms in front of me that have been signed by a nursery teacher, I believe. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm out of line here, but let's not beat about the bush. I don't believe somebody else signed those photographs or those forms. I believe that
you... Do you want me to bring her into the office? I can go get her and bring her into the Glasgow office.
Of course you could. You could get anyone. You could bring anyone in and just get them to lie. Let's just be honest about this from the off, right? Nobody has signed these. You've signed these yourself. We had a handwriting expert check it out. And you've signed these photos yourself, right? That's why we kept the forms. The form's not been filled in adequately. Don't lie to me, madam. You're already.
I'm not lying to you. I'm honestly not lying to you.
I'm going to ask you one more time, Mrs. Shannon.
And I'm going to answer the same because I didn't sign them myself. Donna signed the photos for me. She works in Busy Bees Nursery.
Mr. McGarland, am I right in saying that you told me beforehand that there's a possibility that your wife may have signed
it? I didn't know who signed it. You need to ask your wife if she signed it.
Right, well, that to me says that your wife, sir, is a liar.
I don't understand why you called him in the first place when it's me that's made the application for the kids.
Well, I need to get both sides of the story, and I knew that you would just deny it. Deny, deny, deny. Whereas your husband, he seemed to buckle under a bit of pressure, and now he seems to be backpedaling a little bit.
Can I make an appointment to go into the passport office and do all of this?
Would you make an appointment to come into the passport office? Well, we're very busy.
It's going to be before the 20th of May.
It won't be. I'll tell you now, sir, it will not be before the 20th of May. Maybe if your wife hadn't lied in the first place, sir, we wouldn't be in this. Could you describe what kind of stuff do they do at the Busy Bees Nursery with the children? You can just give me an insight into that.
They do a wee bit of crafts and a wee bit of learning words and physical exercise, being outside.
What about little kind of like nursery songs, you know? What kind of stuff?
We have bunnies. You would have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 once I caught a fish alive.
Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Once I caught a fish alive.
How does that one go? 1, 2, 3
Are you serious? Is this for real?
You're claiming to know this person from the nursery, but you don't claim to know anything that they do in their job. I mean, if she sings a song about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 I'd like to know how the song goes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 once I caught a fish alive. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 then I let it go again.
Where did she let it go, do you know?
Then I let it go again. Why did you let it go? Because it bit my finger. So which finger did it bite? This little finger.
Oh, this little
right.
Finger on my right! I know that song. I remember it when my kids went to nursery. And then... Of course, the kids get older and they decide they're going to make their mum mad. Lindsay, just one more time. Could you sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 once I caught a fish alive, live on Clyde One?
Actually, I can't. Because I'm
going to
swear at you.
I wish you had.
And you can tell my partner that he's not coming home tonight.
He's right here. Talk to him.
That's brilliant. I don't believe you just sung 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the granny.
She's just hung up, so you better give her a call.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Tell her everything's all right. Right, Thomas, I'm speaking to you soon.
That's brilliant.